It's news time with award-winning newsman extraordinaire, Kevin James.
Woman uses a hairdryer at the hotel and gets a $1,400 bill.
Am I the only one who realizes that this story isn't news?
It's not news. It's Kevin's news.
Ladies and gentlemen, say hello to Kevin James. Kevin.
News is brought to you by Nom Nom, Life in the Snack Lane, and Haven Real Estate. Hang on a second.
Nom Nom.
Hi, Kathy.
Nom Nom.
Hello. Good morning.
How are you?
I am well, thank you. And I just wanted to sing a song, Happy Birthday, for Kevin.
Ooh, okay.
Oh.
And I wanted to know if Kevin had a choice. Would he rather hear it from Marilyn Monroe, or would he rather hear it from Bob Dylan?
Oh, you know, Bob Dylan, I kind of been fascinated with Bob Dylan recently because there's a movie coming out on Christmas.
About I can't wait.
Bob Dylan, and I saw the Timothy Chalamet is playing him.
Ooh, I like
and
how
he's
said that.
Really, boy, he looks he does a good job, it looks like. So let me hear some Bob Dylan.
Ooh.
Okay. All right. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday, dear Kevin. Happy birthday to you.
Beautiful, Kathy.
Well done. Love it.
Well, I just hope you have a happy birthday, Kevin. You're a lot younger than I am. And I was thinking, I've been listening to you guys since the early 90s, and I just thought, I've never sang happy birthday to them.
How about
well,
that?
That was very nice. Thank you.
Yeah, that was great.
Yeah, that was awesome.
And a true talent.
Oh, yes, of course.
Thanks, Kathy. Have a great day, okay?
You guys, too. Thank you.
You bet. Bye-bye. Oh, that was very sweet.
Yeah, that was good.
I don't hear
Bob Dylan.
I don't hear a lot of females do Bob Dylan impressions.
No.
So that was, I think that was a good choice, Kevin. I don't know.
Yeah, now you have, Shay.
I have. I can only assume what the Marilyn Monroe would sound like. I mean,
right.
People are all well aware of that. I was very curious about the Bob Dylan. Good choice.
Yes, that's what my thought, too, was like, listen, I know the Marilyn Monroe. It'll be great. It's fine. But I haven't heard a Bob Dylan happy birthday.
Ooh, Steve, want to sing it like Marilyn Monroe to Kevin? Ready? Three, two, one, go.
Happy birthday, Kevin Eugene James. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday. Happy birthday. Happy birthday to you.
That was
do you hear that?
Uh-uh.
That is Marilyn Monroe rolling over in her grave.
Story number two.
Can hear it.
You know, actually, Kathy gave me a little preview of both because she said, what do you think he would like? And I was like, ooh, I don't know.
Right.
She sang both of them to me, and they were both very, very good.
That's funny.
So
she was auditioning, and Steve's like, I don't know. Let's have Kevin make the decision.
Yeah, that was not a problem at all.
Love it.
Yeah. So
I enjoyed
you got
it.
Mine instead, so you're welcome.
Right.
Thank you. Yeah, you were very, very good, Steve.
You were really something.
Yeah.
I'll get it.
Oh, hold on. Got a phone call coming in.
Want me to get that for you?
Let me get it here. Let me get it. Hmm. See what it is.
All right.
Hello?
Got to say it more than once. It means spam call.
Yeah, it doesn't look good.
Doesn't look good for you. I just thought maybe it was somebody they were calling for a birthday, and I wanted to make sure they were, you know.
Well, that's what I thought. I was like, well, what if this is.
Right, you never know.
You know, somebody big time.
Exactly.
Somebody big time.
Yeah, you just don't know.
You don't.
I mean, you never know.
And so I answered it, and there was nobody there at all.
Right.
Mm-hmm. But it did not say spam risk. How do they determine that, I wonder?
I don't know.
You get spam risk, you don't get potential spam?
Yeah, potential spam.
Potential spam, okay. Yeah, whatever it says. I think mine does say spam risk.
Really?
Yeah. Oh. Hold on. Yeah, that's what mine says, spam risk. I don't like it. Why is this thing off now?
What's the matter?
I don't know. My ringer shut off, I guess.
Well, you probably panicked.
Because now other people are calling.
Oh, really?
Yeah, because now everybody wants to call my phone, which we've given out my phone number 500 times in the year. And now everybody wants to call and say happy birthday, but.
Well, they're just trying to say hi. Happy birthday.
Yeah.
Thanks, guys. Happy Thanks, everybody. Birthday. Okay, I guess I should do a news story. You know what? I'm going to do this because we're going to run out of time. We're already almost out of time. But, you know, TSA has been very busy. Tis their season.
To be jolly.
To be very, very busy. They recently stopped a 91-year-old woman because they say there was something hidden inside of her cane.
Oh, no.
Just
it was something that's not allowed on planes.
Sure.
And it was liquor? A problem. What do you think the 91-year-old woman
I'm going to stick with liquor. Cane? I'm going to go with liquor.
Liquor is a great guess, Jay. And she didn't. Just imagine it was like not. It was just full of liquor, and she just would grab it and drink out of the cane.
Well, I was thinking more like, have you seen those canes that have like a fireball in them?
Oh,
Yeah, it's like a candy cane. So I thought, she's going to pretend like the candy cane's a cane, and it's really got, you know, fireball in it.
Marilyn Monroe / producer Steve, would you like to
that's a good one.
Take a guess? What do you think this 91-year-old woman had in her cane?
Like a pocket knife.
Oh, wow.
Pocket knife. No. Then that is not correct.
Okay.
No.
He seemed disgusted with your guess.
Why? Yeah. Why?
Well, I mean, because a 91-year-old woman knows that a pocket knife is not enough. That's why she had a sword.
Oh, golly.
She had a sword, guys.
Wow.
She brought it up.
Yeah, she had a sword inside her cane.
Well, I'm glad they found it.
Yeah, she says she used it to protect herself.
I imagine.
Makes sense.
Yeah.
Could you imagine you go up and try to rob a 91-year-old woman or something, and she's got her cane, and she just whips the sword out.
Just Beth Dutton's you?
Yeah, that'd be something, wouldn't it?
Yes.
As MC, the Jay and Kevin Show. Jay Daniels. Kevin James.
It's okay, I'm used to it. I lived through the 60s.
The Jay and Kevin Show on the big 99.9 Coyote Country.
You know, we've got Parker McCollum tickets to give away. We should do that like right before we get out of here maybe today.
That works for me.
Y'all in favor of that?
Yeah.
Say aye.
Aye. Opposed? Looks like the ayes have it. So we'll give away some Parker McCollum tickets coming up. Final story time now.
It's the final story of the day. Hip, 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 hooray.
Final story is brought to you by the Good Feet Store.
Okay, this question was asked. Does Santa wrap the presents he puts under the tree? Or do they just arrive, they just show up with like a name tag and that's it? Now, when that question was asked of people over the age of 50, nearly 30% said, the presents just showed up.
Okay.
They were not wrapped.
All right.
And the younger generation all says, they're always wrapped.
Right.
Always wrapped. But there is a little, I'm not going to say like a movement or a petition or anything like that.
Right, don't get crazy.
But it's that thing where they're like, listen, Santa is busy. This is a tough time of year.
Sure.
Do we really need him to waste the time wrapping everyone's presents?
I thought the elves did it.
But the elves are busy as heck.
I mean,
they got to
make them first.
Oh, my gosh.
Obviously.
Yeah, it's amazing what they go through. And so, that's kind of the thing where you got to make a decision is like, okay, what do we...
You suppose Santa like tries to get as many wrapped as possible, but sometimes he's just too tired?
Yeah.
You know, I mean, it could happen.
I think so, absolutely.
Or Santa's helpers are too tired, and then maybe it's like, maybe it just doesn't lend itself to be wrappable. You know, I think sometimes those gifts just can't be.
Oh, yeah, like a bicycle.
Yeah.
A bicycle's one.
That
just
seems silly.
Don't
Why would you wrap
that? Don't
even
try to wrap it.
Yeah.
You just put that under the tree. And you know what the kid's going to be?
Excited?
They're not going to care 1 ounce if Santa wrapped that or not.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, I have always seen Santa wrap the gifts, but I am willing to say to Santa if he's listening right now. Which, by the way, Steve, are we getting Santa on this week as well?
Oh, yeah, I believe so. Oh, Friday, I think.
Oh, my goodness.
Oh, you think on Friday?
What a week.
I'm pretty sure.
Okay. What a week full of stuff we got.
Jeez.
I'll have to confirm that as well.
Yeah, well, he's busy.
Yeah, that he is.
But you think about it and you go, yeah, you know what, Santa? I'm willing to give you a break, bud. I am willing to say you do not have to wrap the gifts at my house for my granddaughter.
I think that's fair, Kevin.
Just not needed, Santa.
I can see it where it's like, oh, man, I don't know. Let's just say long week leading into Christmas. You got a lot of things you had to get done. Got a little tired. Mrs. Claus was supposed to help you. She had too much wine. And
it happens.
You know, yeah. All next thing you know, it's Christmas Eve, and you're like, poof, well, should have had this done already. I've got, you know, 6 million gifts to wrap, and you just can't get to all of them. It's fine.
It's tough. Yeah, that is tough.
I mean, that's a lot of gifts.
It is.
You're off the hook at my place, Santa.
That's nice.
Anybody else who feels that way, let's be part of this movement to have Santa stop wrapping gifts.
I mean, you try to wrap 2 billion presents.
Why are you trying to wrap?
Yeah, why are you trying to wrap?
I learned a little bit about Santa this weekend.
All right.
Because on Friday night, somehow, I think we were going to start watching Elf or something. And then we realized that it was one of those where my granddaughter was not going to sit still and watch any movie.
Sure.
It was, you know, she realized if she sat still, she might fall asleep. Hey, let's watch Elf. Okay. And then 2 seconds later, she's gone in the bedroom playing.
Sure.
And so we were just like, oh, okay, well, whatever. And so my son's girlfriend was flipping through and she was like, oh, let's watch this. This might be good. It was it's Red One. Red One. And, you know, the Dwayne The Rock Johnson movie.
Chris Evans, yeah.
There was one thing I would say that was my favorite part of the movie was it made me like Chris Evans.
Yeah, because you've never been a Captain America guy.
He's
you didn't
such
like
a
him.
Dud.
Yeah.
Such a dud.
Wow.
Absolute dud.
Tell us how you really feel.
But he is great in this movie, and I now like Chris Evans. He won me over.
Because he's funny, I would imagine.
Yeah, he's funny, and he's a good character. He does a good job. The movie is so different than I expected. It is bizarre.
Really?
Oh, my gosh. So many mythical creatures.
Oh, and, I see.
Very different than I expected. And I didn't watch it completely intently because I was doing some stuff on my laptop, but I watched enough of it to say, okay. And then I couldn't stop watching. I had to watch the end of it.
I mean, I'm assuming that J.K. Simmons is Santa Claus.
He is Santa Claus.
Yeah. Okay.
Red, as they call him.
Oh, okay.
Red One.
I get it.
And the bummer with that is he is, I don't think this is a spoiler.
Well, I mean, it might be.
He's kidnapped for a lot of the movie.
I think that's in the, trailer.
Yeah, I think it is, too. I think it's part of the whole reason why
The Rock
is trying to save him.
Sure. I assume The Rock is like his security or something, or he's trying to get him back.
Head of security up there at the North Pole.
And is Chris Evans the bad guy then?
No. Chris Evans is...
He's a good guy?
Ends up being The Rock's partner.
Oh, look at him go.
Yeah. So he tries to help him save everything.
Okay.
Overall, I enjoyed it. It was just so different than I thought. I did not think that we were going to be fighting giant monsters or anything.
Okay.
It's very different.
I'm willing to watch.
Sci-fi-ish, if you
will. Weird, yeah, okay. But what is your ranking of that movie? Because Steve saw Wicked, and he said 8.83, I think he said.
Yep.
I am going to give this one
I dare you to give it more than Wicked.
No. No.
Might make your rankings a little off, I think, yeah.
I would say like a 6.5.
That's still pretty good, though.
Is it better than the last episode of Yellowstone?
No, because that was a 7.
Okay. All right. Just making sure.
And again, I probably should watch Red One again and make sure I pay
full attention to it.
But, yeah. I mean, if I had to try to remember all the parts right now, I can't even do it.
Sure. So. Jackie said she saw it on Friday, really enjoyed it, and will watch it a second time.
Yeah. I think it deserves a second watch from me.
Okay.
Was she surprised by the amount of, I guess, is it like sci-fi?
I mean, you're asking me. I don't have any idea.
Oh, I mean, if Jackie was surprised.
I think more fantasy is what they're calling it.
Fantasy.
Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah. Oh, here's
what
it's
like.
That's
the kind of fantasies I have.
Golly.
The big fantasy football. Coyote
Country. The Jay and Kevin Show. Jay Daniels.
But now I changed my mind.
Yeah, what?
Now I don't want an elephant at all.
Kevin James.
I want a gorilla named Davey for beating up the skateboard kids who pull on my underwear.
The Jay and Kevin Show on the big 99.9 Coyote Country.
Steve, were you ever a skateboard kid?
I had like those miniature skateboards that you would use your fingers
with. Oh, what did they call those things?
Flippy.
Tech decks?
Is that what they call those?
I think so.
Okay.
Or flippies.
I don't know what they were called.
Yeah.
Little skateboard.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, I think the